Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Friday, November 29th. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, former A&M Commerce and ET Political Science Department head, Charles Elliott. Born on this day in 1898, author and Christian philosopher C.S. Lewis. Here's a rare clip of Lewis speaking on the BBC. The subject is prayer.
The point I want to drive home is that God has infinite attention, infinite leisure to spare for each one of us. You're as much alone with him as if you were the only thing he ever created.
On this day in history in 1952, making good on a dramatic presidential campaign promise, newly elected president-elect Dwight D. Eisenhower goes to Korea to see if he can find the key to ending the Korean War.
In 1952, on a closely guarded airstrip near the Korean battlefront, preparations were completed for President-elect Eisenhower's arrival. Korea's frozen land, bleak, mountainous, battle-scarred, passed beneath as the general's plane approached. More guards were spaced at the landing field. The temperature, 8 degrees above zero. But there was a warm welcome for Ike, wearing GI winter clothes without insignia.
On November 29th, 1963, President Johnson forms the Warren Commission to look into the assassination of President Kennedy. LBJ had to twist the arm of Senator Richard Russell to serve on the commission. Here's a White House recording.
You're my man on that commission, and you're going to do it. And don't tell me what you can do and what you can't, because I can't arrest you. And I'm not going to put the FBI on you, but you're damn sure going to serve, I'll tell you that.
Mr. President, please. Now.
No, it's already done. It's been announced, hell.
You mean you've given that?
Yes, sir. I mean, I gave it. I gave the announcement. It's already in the papers.
Number one on the charts this day in 1966, the new vaudeville band and Winchester Cathedral.
Winchester Cathedral, you're bringing me down. You stood and you watched that. My baby left town. You could have done something.
On the KETR events calendar on Saturday, two events at Cooper Lake State Park. At 9:30, a geocaching treasure hunt. Children under 14 must have an adult with them. And at 2:30, a knot tying program. For more information, call 903-945-5256, 903-945-5256, or go to events at KETR.org. For more information on geocaching and knot tying, Saturday at Cooper Lake State Park. The opinions of Charles Elliott do not necessarily reflect those of KETR. Other political commentators also appear from time to time on the Blacklands Cafe. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Charles Elliott, the former head of the Political Science Department at A&M Commerce. Charles is a commentator at large on the political scene who visits with us from time to time on the Blacklands Cafe. Good morning.
Good morning.
We were talking before we turned the mics on here, and you were telling me you wanted to talk a little bit about President Obama. And, of course, there's been a lot of negative publicity concerning the health care situation, the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, and so forth in the past few weeks. But you had some observations about perhaps some of the missteps that you feel he has made and how he might have done things differently, and I guess how he might do things differently going forward.
I'm thinking in terms of how presidents can avoid shooting themselves in the foot.
Mm-hmm.
And the last couple of weeks, longer than that, really. The pledge that you can keep your health care plan if you like it goes back, what, several months?
Well, a couple of years, I think, really.
Well, at any rate, some span of time. And then the other major faux pas, I guess, was the business about getting the system up and rolling.
The problems with the website.
Right, the problems with the website. One of the things we need to remember is that when we got the drug program added to Medicare, that took several months to work the kinks out of that one, too. It didn't come on easily. The same thing is true with the original Medicare program, which was a god-awful mess in the beginning till they got that straightened out. But these are things that the president should have been wary and aware of coming in.
Now, what we were talking about, again, before the mics went on, is that you feel he's not getting the best advice. He's not being counseled as well as he should be. And you gave the example of John F. Kennedy, but he had Robert Kennedy. He had Bobby Kennedy, his brother there, as the attorney general, who was a very, very close advisor. And you were saying maybe the president doesn't really have anyone like that.
I think every president needs somebody close to him. I mean literally close to him in the White House or the West Wing, who can tell him when he's full of it. Robert could do that, and I think you go back as far as Eisenhower, and he got into trouble with some problems with a fellow named Sherman Adams, who was one of his assistants. And it turns out Adams knew things that the president should have known and didn't, and it was Adams' fault. So I guess the point I'm trying to make here is both at large in the political system and within the executive branch, and for that matter, involving relations with Congress, the president needs people that he can depend on to give him the straight stuff, mm-hmm. and to come back at him and to help him make these decisions. Because one of the things that I think happens is that Mr. President intimidates. And I think religious need to be able to, he needs to be able to acquire information from a variety of sources. Let me give you one more example, and we talked about this too. FDR had friends and acquaintances in positions all over the U.S. government. Now, this was partly a result of his getting to staff a bunch of new agencies. But one of the things he had was multiple sources of information about what was going on in agriculture, what was going on in this department, that department. And sometimes he would call in people and ask a question about a program, and he already knew the answer.
He just wanted to see what they would say.
Yes, and people learned to be pretty careful what they told him as a result of that. And I think that having been a senator for only 2 years, or half a term really, and having no executive branch experience puts president at a disadvantage.
What should he do at this point, and we're going to run out of time here for this segment anyway, but what would you advise going forward the next 2 or 3 years, whatever it is, that he do differently?
I'm not sure. One of the things that bothers me some about Obama's methods is he does not appear to be the guy who would go out and have a beer with you. He doesn't have that kind of relationship that, say, Ronald Reagan had with Tip O'Neill. And I think Chris Matthews' book about that relationship is probably worth reading. Teddy Kennedy's best friend in the Senate was the senior senator from Utah, a conservative Republican. Those families partied together, vacationed together.
You're referring to Orrin Hatch?
Orrin Hatch. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Yeah. No, I wasn't sure. I couldn't remember if he was from Utah or not.
But that's the kind of thing that appears to be happening only rarely these days, if at all.
We've been talking with Charles Elliott, former head of the Political Science Department at A&M Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.